Dairy breakfasts are such a big piece of June Dairy Month. You know that. It's Josh Gramlin for the Midwest Farm Report. But with COVID-19, a lot of things are up in the air. So to get some clarity on these events that would originally be taking place in June, I'm bringing in Beth Schaefer. She is a regional program manager with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Beth, you guys at DFW had to make a really difficult decision on Friday. Tell me what that decision is and what exactly does it mean for us?
Well, we at DFW have a very special relationship with all of the county dairy breakfasts that happen in Wisconsin. We work with groups of volunteers who are independent organizations. So the dairy breakfasts in Wisconsin are not run, facilitated by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Rather, we have this amazing group of volunteers who do dairy promotion all year long. And June is, of course, the it's the highlight of the year. And we support these groups through dairy farmer checkoff dollars. So we at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin typically provide resources to support events. And what we decided this past Friday to be good stewards of dairy farmer dollars and to encourage folks to follow CDC recommendations on group gatherings, we are not going to be printing and sending out promotional kits that support June Dairy Breakfast events. We will, however, be ramping up our social media assets to share out with all of these promotion groups. And we're really going to be focusing on how we can celebrate our hardworking dairy farmers who are not in self-quarantine and that they're working really hard right now to provide fresh milk and food for our entire country. And we are also going to be encouraging folks every day and always, but especially in June, to buy local and support our Wisconsin dairy farmers.
Something that I do want to make clear, you hit it right on the head. DFW is not telling groups to cancel the events. You guys are just saying that by sending out the kits, the event materials, you'd be encouraging large gatherings at a time when that's frowned upon at the moment, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. We are not telling CDBGs to cancel. We are, however, asking them to have the current situation on their radar. I live near the Wausau area, and it's we're all experiencing the effects of COVID-19 very differently depending where we are geographically in Wisconsin. So some groups reached out to us like a few weeks ago and asked if we had any guidance on what to do as far as planning and preparing for dairy breakfast. And for others, we've got phone calls this week. So folks are really thinking about being diligent in protecting their volunteers as well as their communities. And like I said, we want to be good stewards of dairy farmer dollars. So we're going to hold back on investing in materials for events that, are kind of touch and go at this point.
You mentioned that you've had some groups reach out to you. You don't have to mention any names, but when these groups are giving you guys at DFW a call, what are they saying to you?
We've gotten calls from all over the state, and what they're looking for is they're looking for some guidance. They're asking what the climate is at DFW, and they're looking for, like I said, really just some guidance and reassurance. This is not a light decision to make. That actually is what prompted us to reach out to all of our June Dairy Breakfast groups and just give them a feel for what we have going on as far as our move to more digital support and backing off of the event support.
Of course. And we're having discussions that none of us have ever had in our entire lives, and we're having to think about things we've never thought about before. How difficult was it for you guys at DFW to actually make this call for an event that is so much fun?
Well, we can still celebrate June Dairy Month, like I said, through purchasing locally and supporting our local businesses and enjoying the many delicious dairy products that our Wisconsin dairy farmers produce. It is a little, it brings the situation to reality. And there's a lot of gravity to this decision because, we do provide guidance for our groups. And quite frankly, none of us has a crystal ball to see what exactly is going to happen in the future. And we are just trying to be responsible and follow the guidelines that are in place right now from the CDC.
Of course, I'm on the phone with Beth Schaefer, Regional Program Manager for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I enjoy the positive spin on things. We need some positivity right now. As you said, you can still celebrate June Dairy Month, and you did mention buying local. What are some of the other suggestions that you guys are making in order for us to celebrate it in the wake of COVID-19?
Well, we certainly can't forget World Milk Day, June 1st. Raise a glass of milk to our dairy farmers. But most importantly, we really encourage folks to go online, look for delicious recipes that you can prepare at home. There's a lot of great ideas at WisconsinCheese.com. You, of course, can follow us on social media to find other fun facts, trivia, and celebration of Wisconsin dairy throughout the month of June, and really any time of the year you can do that. But we're especially going to focus on the amazing work our dairy farmers do. And I do want to give a big shout out to all of the volunteers who are working on June Dairy Month efforts. These committees didn't just start planning. They've been planning since the last round of June Dairy Breakfast. And they're very dedicated, and volunteers who work with us are just the biggest cheerleaders for Wisconsin dairy. And I really cannot emphasize how important those volunteers are in supporting our local efforts through the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Milk Checkoff, as well as, helping celebrate our dairy farmers all year long.
Beth, let me ask you this question, and this might sound a little crazy, but is it possible for counties to host a drive-through dairy breakfast, a lot like restaurants are having to do right now?
We actually did send out some suggestions of fun ways to spin dairy, and we wanted to have a couple of kind of off-the-wall surprise event ideas, and it could be depending on the group of volunteers and the availability of resources. And most importantly, whatever group gathering guidelines are in place by the CDC, come June, we very well might see some unique events from maybe drive up breakfast or just thinking about delivering dairy in a different way. So that's why you need to log on and follow us at Wisconsin Dairy. And check us out on Facebook at America's Dairyland, and you can stay up to date on all the latest happenings around Wisconsin to continue to celebrate Wisconsin dairy farmers.
That is Beth Schaefer, Regional Program Manager with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. This past Friday, the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin made the difficult decision to not send out National Dairy Month kits and event support materials to dairy promotion groups around the state, as that would be encouraging social gatherings at a time when the CDC recommends against that. We'll keep you updated as the situation unfolds. And for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Josh Scramlin.